KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 27th day of October for 2017. Well, the Plymouth City Council worked through a list of administrative items at their meeting last night. The council voted to move forward with participation in the Sustainable Energy and Economic Development, or SEED Fund. The fund aids local governments in obtaining and using solar panel technology to either bring down electrical costs or even generate new revenue for the city. With the council vote, the organization will conduct an evaluation of the feasibility of a solar project. The council also voted approval of a contract for engineering services to repair damages to the Arroyo Ditch that were caused by the sand fire. The ditch draws water from the Consumnes River for Plymouth, and the city has wanted to develop its water rights, but damage caused by the 2014 fire has kept the ditch from being used. Engineering will cost just under $150,000, and total repairs several times that amount, and will be mostly paid for with FEMA grants. The council also worked on an application process for events in the city to apply for promotional funds or TOT monies. The council has struggled with requests to help promote various community events using city TOT monies and hopes that a more formal application and rules will make the decision much easier.
Well, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office has identified a woman shown on surveillance video delivering 34-year-old Lloyd Corson to the Mark Twain Medical Center, and she is not considered a suspect. Calaveras Sheriff Detective Greg Stark said the woman, whose name has not been released, came in on her own fruition and spoke with the department. Well, a surveillance camera showed the woman helping Corson into the medical center entrance October 17th, also caught the woman's lifted white pickup truck in the parking lot. Now, the Sheriff Department released the photos to the media earlier this week, asking for the public's help in identifying the woman. Stark said he could not confirm any info regarding potential suspects or if Corson had sustained the head injuries as a result of an assault, but did say so far the investigation has not associated Corson's injuries with drugs, narcotics, or a marijuana grow. Corson remains in and out of County Trauma Center.
Calaveras County fire crews rolled to an early morning structure fire in San Andreas yesterday. According to reports, the call came in about 3:15 of a fire located on St. Charles across from Calaveras High School. First responders reported large amounts of smoke coming from the home's garage. Fire crews were able to confine much of the blaze to the garage, but it did extend somewhat into the house. Firefighters were also able to keep the fire from burning into nearby wildland. San Andreas Fire Protection District, along with CAL FIRE, Angels Fire, Altaville Maloney's, and Calaveras Consolidated, all responded. No injury reports or damage estimates have been released.
And Calaveras County Auditor Controller Rebecca Callen announced earlier this week she will not run for re-election at the end of her term in 2018. In an email addressed to the Board of Supervisors, Callen said the county was headed in a direction she didn't want to be a part of, adding that the leadership and decisions have not corresponded with her vision. Well, Callen first won election back in 2010, ran unopposed in 2014. An election for the auditor-controller position will now be held during the California primary, June 5th. If a single candidate does not obtain more than 50% of the vote, the position will be determined in a runoff election November 6th of next year. The newly elected individual would then take office January 7th, 2019.
And the El Dorado National Forest will burn off 169 acres about 4 miles northwest of Kirkwood next week if weather conditions allow. The burn is part of a multi-year ecological restoration project in partnership with the El Dorado Irrigation District and the Sierra Nevada Conservancy. A total of 8,800 acres will be burned over the next 10 to 15 years to decrease the risk of wildfire in the Caples Creek watershed that provides a vital community water supply for over 100,000 people in the El Dorado Irrigation District service area. The area to be burned next week is located on a ridge in the upper watershed near Buck Pasture and Hay Flat. Approximately 40 firefighters will conduct the prescribed burn using hand ignition within the established control lines. Short-term smoke is expected, and sensitive individuals are encouraged to reduce their exposure by avoiding smoky areas, closing windows, or staying indoors. Drift smoke is not expected to be a factor in Amador County. Details and a map of the burn area are available on the Forest Service website.
And City of Jackson still accepting applications for the vacant Jackson Cemetery Committee position. The Cemetery Committee advises and recommends policy for maintenance and operation of and improvements to the Jackson Cemetery to the City Council. Candidates should be able to dedicate time to monthly meetings. Knowledge of cemetery matters is desirable, but not mandatory. Here's some knowledge, Jim. How many people are dead in the cemetery?
All of them.
All of them. The Jackson Cemetery Committee meets the second Wednesday each month, 10 a.m. There is no compensation paid to members. Applicants must reside within the city and will be appointed by the City Council to serve a term through June 30th of 2018. Applications must be received by 5 p.m. Friday, November 17th, and are available at City Hall.
And the Argonaut High School cheer team needs your help to make it to the Holiday Bowl. Once again this year, the cheer team has been asked to perform at one of the country's major college bowl games. Last year, the team traveled to Florida for the Citrus Bowl. To help cover expenses, the cheer team will hold a prime rib dinner fundraiser tomorrow at the Highway House in Jackson. Doors open up at 5:30, and the evening will include dinner, raffle, silent auction, and dessert auction. Tickets are still available at the school office or by calling Lori Floyd at 217-4291. The Holiday Bowl will be played in San Diego on December 27th.
And in 1938, Orson Welles began adapting classic literature for radio, complete with live sound effects. Main Street Theater Works continues to pay homage to Welles as they present the 7th annual live radio show of Around the World in 80 Days, November 4th and 5th. To give you a taste of what to expect, KVGC Radio will air Main Street Theater Works' past live production of Dracula, Halloween night at 7 p.m. For more information on the show and this year's live radio show production, visit mstw.org.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.